The battle for control of the Washington Spirit women's professional soccer team rages on. Co-owner Michelle Kang is attempting to wrangle majority control of the team from soon-to-be former owner Steve Baldwin. The situation has grown more contentious in the last several months. Here to explain all of this for us and give us the latest is Washington Post reporter Molly Hensley Clancy. Hi, Molly.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So before we get the update on this saga, briefly tell us how we got to this point.
Well, it is certainly a saga. I reported back in August that the Spirit's head coach was verbally and emotionally abusive to players, and that many players had left the team because of it. Sort of started this reckoning within the team. I also reported on misogyny, sexism in the organization, large numbers of women employees leaving. All of this kind of led to calls from fans and even from the players themselves for the owner, Steve Baldwin, to sell the team, which he eventually agreed to do. But he does not want to sell the team to his co-owner. That's kind of how we got here.
Okay, yeah. So a group of investors, including Kang, have hired a high-profile attorney to help them with this deal. Tell us about this move. What led them to enlist the help of an attorney?
The situation right now is that Baldwin is in exclusive negotiations with a billionaire named Todd Boehly to buy the team. He's offered $25 million, we've reported. Michelle Kang has offered $35 million for the team. But because Baldwin really does not want to sell the team to Kang, it seems, going with Boehly's offer. That has obviously upset investors, I think, for many different reasons. There's a group of women investors who are saying, there's an opportunity for this women's sports team to be majority owned by a woman of color. We should go with that. And then there's also investors who are saying, $10 million is a lot of money, and I want to make money off of this deal. It's a business deal. So for those reasons, kind of jointly, they hired Beth Wilkinson, who's a very high-powered attorney. She actually ran the probe for the Washington football team. So she's, kind of been around these spaces, among many other spaces. She's very well known.
Has Baldwin given a reason as to why he is so against selling his shares to Michelle Kang?
Publicly, no. Certainly, my colleague and I have reported a lot on this. There's been contention with them basically since the beginning. He kind of brought her into the team and even said that he was hoping she would be a kind of a figurehead for the team. She's an Asian American woman. She's very successful. He wanted to be this symbolic owner. And she kind of immediately stepped in and I reported she was confronting him over problems, concerns about sexism in the organization. I reported that, one of his closest allies was using degrading nicknames for women in the office, and she knew about this and confronted him about this. So I think that, they have not liked each other for quite a while, and he would prefer to not sell the team to her for that reason. I think that he also feels, that she's kind of overstepped her boundaries in the team. She's harmed the team's reputation by, taking this fight public.
Finally, the Washington Spirit is part of the National Women's Soccer League. What is the National Women's Soccer League involvement in this situation? How much of a role is the league playing?
So the league has a major role. I think that the interesting thing here is that they are, trying to not get sued. They're trying to not step in too much in a way that could harm them, could harm, that's a team, it's a league run by owners, and they don't want to harm their own teams as well. So they've been kind of cautious. I do think that ultimately they're going to have to step in and make a call here because we have a huge mess. Right now, I would say we don't really know who owns the Washington Spirit or who is the controlling owner of the Washington Spirit. And that's just something the league is going to have to resolve.
Okay, that's Washington Post reporter Molly Hensley Clancy. Molly, thank you so much for your reporting. We appreciate your time.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.